your Locked On NHL, your daily podcast on the National Hockey League. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, hockey fans, welcome to Locked On NHL, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, bringing you all the greatest news about the National Hockey League to you directly in your favorite podcast app of choice. Today's show is brought to you by Locker Room. You can download the Locker Room app from the iOS App Store and find one of our Locked On rooms. Locker Room, it is changing the way we talk sports, and we're changing the way we talk sports here on this show today. Because I have got a different co-pilot today on the show. If you are a regular listener of Locked On NHL, you will know that our good friend and partner in crime for a while here, Tom Gazzola, has decided to focus on his duties in Edmonton and his radio work and is stepping down from Locked On. I'm sure you will hear him on various Locked On shows throughout the network, but he is retired, we'll say, from Locked On NHL. So you're going to be hearing a different cast of voices along with me for the next little while until we settle things down. And so today I am really glad to welcome Robbie Leano to the show, who you have heard before, filling in for me when I have been gone. And I am super glad to have Robbie here with me to talk about the NHL. So welcome to the show. Thank you for being here with me. Tell all the folks about you, if for anyone who hasn't heard you before.
Yeah, for those who haven't heard me, I'm the host of Locked On Coyotes. I just finishing up my first season covering the Coyotes with Locked On. It's been fantastic. If you haven't heard the show, I am always talking about Connor Garland and Jacob Chychrun and just how amazing they are, and how they're the future of the Coyotes, and they don't sign Garland to a good contract, then I will flip a table.
You know, I did another podcast with some fellow Kings podcasters, and they are very much on the what do we have to do to pry Jacob Chychrun out of Arizona bandwagon. And I'm like, I don't know how that would work, but maybe someday we'll get to talk about that to see who can pull your guy out of there. Seems like it's going to be a lot.
It'll take a lot of work. I'll tell you that.
Well, on today's show, we will spend a little time talking about another defenseman who might be getting pride out of his current team. We're going to take a look at the potential for the Dougie Hamilton sweepstakes. Jared from Locked On Hurricanes, if you're listening, maybe don't listen to the rest of this because we're talking about your guy. We'll also take a look in at the playoffs because they are continuing and we already have nonsense because it's the playoffs, and that's what happens here. So we'll actually start with that because one of the games just wrapped up. Tampa Bay, right before we started recording this, beat the Islanders 4-2. So they're headed up to Long Island with a tied series. But the talk of this one was a couple of blown calls. One where the Lightning had about six guys on the ice when they scored a goal, which last time I checked, not including the goalie, last time I checked, you weren't allowed to do that. But no one caught that one. And there was also yet another time of goalie interference that wasn't, because a player pushed a guy into his own goaltender. Semyon Varlamov missed part of a period because of it. He fortunately apparently is okay. But yet again, we have officiating kind of taking center stage in games where it probably shouldn't be, given that we are in the, like, what is it? Semifinals, whatever we're calling it now, the not conference finals. Is this just what it is now? Like, what the NHL is just this constant fighting now about officiating and people just complaining about it? Because it feels like that's where we've been lately.
I mean, there's always going to be complaints about the officiating. it's let them play. It's like, oh no, you're not doing enough. And then there's no middle ground here anymore. It's just like, it's either they're doing too much or not doing enough at all. And it's like, can we find a way to fix that? I don't know.
I'm not much of a baseball person, but I know in baseball there's always the talk of like robot umpires and stuff, but like there's just no way to do that in hockey. Like, I don't know how you would fix it other than adding more layers of review. We all hate the like lengthy offside challenges and all the time they spend looking at video and everything. I feel like adding more review, especially during the playoffs where everyone just wants to get on with it, I feel like that's not the answer either.
Everyone wants a good flow of the game, and I think that's why people were worried about, you know, too much intervention from the refs, because they're like, you know, we want an exciting game, and you know, the excitement of the Stanley Cup playoffs is nonstop action, and yeah, and so to have that additional, you know, like robo or like layers of review and everything like that, this just slows everything down, and then it just becomes slower and more boring, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. And I mean, you would think that everyone talks about, they want to see scoring, they want to see more goals. You'd think that calling the game as it is and having more power plays, sure, it's going to break up the flow for the players. But if you want to see offense, I mean, there you go, I guess, right?
If you can give the players more energy in that case. You know, then, you know, like, it's like, oh, we got a minute to kill while we're reviewing this. Let's go Gatorade up and then get ready for the next shift, which is going to be a while from now. But I mean, maybe that does do something. Who knows?
Yeah, it's I feel like this is not going to be the last time that we're looking at something going a little awry. And, you know, maybe we're lucky that this is happening in game two of this series instead of, you know, overtime in game seven, because I feel like that's everyone's nightmare, is cup winning goal is, you know, called back in overtime or something because of some reason. So maybe eventually they'll figure it out. I don't know that I have much trust that they're going to, though. I have not seen evidence that shows that they will.
Yeah, it's just consistently inconsistent. And we're just like, at one point you might think maybe they're gonna get this moving in the right direction, and then you have a game like what we just had, is like, oh, maybe not.
Yeah, that's, we dare to dream, I guess, and we're not quite there yet. The other series that we have going on is, I believe it's like Vegas versus the world, essentially, as they take on the Montreal Canadiens, and basically everyone who is not a Golden Knights fan is rooting for Montreal. I don't think that's going to turn out well for Montreal. Like I wish that it would, because that would be funny. But Vegas, of course, is up 1-0, despite Montreal actually playing initially a lot better, I think, than a lot of people thought they would. And Marc-Andre Fleury was kind of the only thing keeping Vegas in the game early on. But Vegas has just, everyone can score on that team, and you can only do so much about it. But I have really been enjoying the, getting to see everyone band behind Montreal, even people who would normally have no reason at all to root for a Canadian team in general, and B, most definitely the Canadiens, who have like 8,000 Stanley Cups in their history. None recently, you know, stab that wound in there a little bit more. But I think that it's been really funny to see everyone suddenly on the Montreal Canadiens bandwagon. I've been enjoying it, especially as someone who would not like to see Vegas win.
I think we're all on the same page here on that one. Like, I mean, I've anyone who's listened to my show knows I am never been a Vegas person. I've like just never want to see them win ever. So yeah, I'm totally with you on that. And this is, and yeah, I mean, especially this series, because it is like a total like David versus Goliath. Because we know Montreal, like, I mean, they're riding off the coattails of Carey Price. Like, are they supposed to be here? No. Are we glad they are, so we can, you know, see this kind of storyline? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and I feel like they have a lot of fun characters to root for on Montreal as well. I mean, I personally get to root for Tyler Toffoli, former King. I get to root for him. There's a lot of people on that team who, you know, like Carey Price, like you said, has been someone, he's been around for a while. A lot of people were like, oh, he's washed up. So it's kind of great to see him say like, oh, not so fast to people. So it's been, I feel like everyone is now picking their favorite Montreal Canadian, which is definitely not a sentence I would have thought I would be saying, you know, a couple of months ago.
they're finding an excuse to root for Montreal, and yeah, they find that favorite player and they're like, yeah, you know what, I think this guy deserves a Stanley Cup. Yeah, might as well, let's go cheer for him.
Yeah, it's fine. Shea Weber, old guy without a cup, there you go, right there.
Although if you're one of the people that's cheering for Corey Perry, I don't know how to feel about you.
Yeah, no, that's a little painful. Although, as I do like to remind our Locked on Ducks counterpart, that he is getting paid by the Anaheim Ducks to go and play for the Canadiens. So, you know, it's the closest the Ducks have been to the postseason in a little while. That one's going to get me in trouble.
I love it.
Well, we're going to come back in a little bit with a little more talk about the playoffs and looking at some other cool stuff that's going on around the league. But first, let's talk about locker room. So if you have not heard yet, if you haven't gotten on the locker room train, well, it is time. It is time to go do it. You can download the free locker room app from the iOS App Store and use it to talk to people like us, podcasters, fans of teams, athletes, insiders, bloggers, writers, anyone who has an opinion about a sports team or really anything. You can find them on Locker Room. It is the great place to go to start conversations about your favorite team, your favorite league. It's going to be the NHL, right? You can join for watch parties, debates, rumors, chatting about food crimes. We've done a lot of talking about food on the Locked On Locker Rooms because we like food here. But so even if you're not into talking about sports, you can find people talking about not sports too. So you can go and download the free Locker Room app right now, currently available on all iOS devices. You can create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the NHL group for the latest league updates. You will find a ton of incredible rooms all about your favorite teams and leagues. There have certainly been a whole ton of Locked On rooms. Even if your favorite team doesn't have a locker room, just join whatever one you see. Go chat with people about hockey. So download the Locker Room app today. Locker Room, it's changing the way we talk sports.
And as we continue through the Stanley Cup playoffs, we know a lot of these players are going to want to be eating some pretty healthy food. And one of the things that they probably should be eating right now is Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar in the land. Over 9 different flavors. You could choose some good ones. Mint chocolate might be one of my personal favorites. But, you know, they got a bunch of other ones as well. They're high in protein, low in carbs, high in fiber, low calories. This is probably one of the best kinds of protein bars you can have for the health conscious person. But plus, they taste absolutely phenomenal. And just don't take my word for it. Guys, go ahead and try this out yourself. Go to builtbar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15, and you'll be getting 15% off your first order. So once again, that is LOCKED15, LOCKED, number 15, for 15% off at builtbar.com.
All right. I am ready to go get a Built Bar and listen to a Locker Room in my spare time. You know, one thing we haven't talked about, and I think this will be fun since this is your inaugural visit recently to the show, is just what exactly we think is going to happen. I mean, I think that everyone knows what the Stanley Cup matchup is going to be. So maybe really the question is, how badly did your bracket get like destroyed by all of these teams doing totally unexpected things? Because I am not ashamed to admit that I went 0-4 in the last round.
I think I had a couple like surprising wins in there, but like, yeah, by this point it's completely gone. Yeah. I did not expect like something to happen like this. Well, here we go.
Yeah. I was just wrong from the start on basically all of them. Some of them were like wishful thinking, like definitely was like, oh, you know, I like the Hurricanes. Maybe they'll move on to the next round, but that didn't happen. And some of them was just, no one expected Montreal to be here. Like, no offense to the Canadians, but you know, no one saw them getting past the Leafs. No one saw them necessarily getting out of that round with the Jets. And here we are. So I just am like embracing the shame of having been really catastrophically wrong. And am, I guess, really glad that I don't do anything like sports betting or anything, because I'd be doomed.
I'll tell you, my entire North Division bracket was gone from the get-go.
Yeah.
Like I had Edmonton going into the next round.
Yeah.
Because come on, we're talking to two best players and right. two of the best players in the world, and they're going to be out in the first round. I did not expect that.
Yeah. No.
And then, not to mention getting swept. Like, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't have the Islanders, which, like, again, I feel like every time I've talked to Gil Martin from Locked On Islanders, I'm like, man, like, maybe I should stop underestimating your team. But I do every time anyway. And every year I'm like, they're not going to go very far. And here they are again in the not conference finals.
I had a little bit of expectations from them.
And yeah.
Maybe that's because my like some maybe previous notion thoughts of Barry Trotz being a phenomenal coach. And I was like,
yeah,
he's got it.
Yeah. And I feel like that's been kind of eye-opening maybe for a lot of people, especially, you know, I feel like those of us covering Western Division teams get sort of the reverse of the East Coast bias of we have no idea what's necessarily happening in New York because it's all the way over there and the games start at, you know, 3-4 o'clock Pacific time. Like, who knows what's happening in New York? I don't. Who pays attention?
We're still working. You know, yeah. we can't pay, yeah. we can't pay attention.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, of course, everyone is like, who are the Islanders? Who is on this team? Like, you just don't see them, especially in a really weird year like this, where we only played our own division. Which, I'll be honest, I'm pretty sure I can probably speak for both of us to say we're going to be really glad to not have to play Vegas and Colorado 8 times a year again.
I mean, even more so for Arizona. They're moving to a different division.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You guys are shuffling on over. That's going to be weird. That's super weird. I forgot about that. And I realized I forgot about it because I didn't like it.
I don't think anyone does.
Yeah, no, that's, well, now you extra don't have to play Vegas 100 times a year. So congratulations on moving.
Yeah, and I mean, when instead we get other good teams, but that's another story.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, and we'll just get the Kraken, which I'm sure will be a topic on this show and Locked On shows around the universe as we get closer to the expansion draft. And we cannot reveal details, but of course there is going to be a Locked On Kraken show. I don't think that's any secret. We have all of the teams covered, so of course we'll cover the Kraken. And there's going to be a lot to kind of keep up with that. And we're all going to say goodbye to some players and wait to see if we hate the Kraken just as much as we hated Vegas. I'm hoping not. Like, I like Seattle a lot as a city, and I would like to not hate their hockey team.
I'll put out a guess on saying that we won't have as much hate just because Vegas themselves are exempt from this expansion draft. Mm-hmm. So that just makes us hate Vegas even more.
I think that's pretty fair. Like, I know that there's like certainly very good reasons why Vegas doesn't have to lose a large man child to this draft. Like, I get it, because they're not getting a cut of the money. That's fine. But like, I think we can all use any reason we can come up with to be mad at the Vegas Golden Knights.
Just pick any reason in the last 3 years. You're good.
Yeah. And it's fine. It's fine. I mean, the Locked On Sharks team was mad at them about their entrance, the giant Golden Knight thing that they come out of. So we can find anything.
You know me, I'm a little bit on that one too.
But. Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, that's, come on, like, giant shark head, nothing beats a giant shark head. I'm not afraid to say that as the Kings podcaster, like, no, that shark head is awesome.
Have you ever been to a playoff game for them? Like, how they do the festivities for that?
No, but I bet
that's the most exciting. That's the most exciting. I will say, hands down.
Yeah. I mean, there maybe someday Sharks and Kings meet in the playoffs again, and then it's road trip time, and then food tour time, because I've heard a lot of good things about some places in San Jose.
Oh yeah.
That would be fantastic. We'll just turn this into Locked On Food. I feel like that's just what
we'll do that again
around here. Yeah, right. we will close today's show by taking a look at the Dougie Hamilton sweepstakes, as it has been announced that he has been given permission to talk to some other teams. So we'll kind of close with some rampant speculation on that. Before we do that, let's chat real quick though about betonline.ag. Maybe you're better at a bracket than I am, and you didn't go 0-for-4 this year, then maybe BetOnline is something you want to check out, where you can bet on all of your sports action. So it doesn't matter what sport, what league, what team, you can find it all on betonline.ag. You can get news, odds, sign up bonuses, contests, all sorts of great stuff, and show off your knowledge about what you think is going to happen with different sports teams. So don't sit on the sidelines, get into the game. Head over to the website betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today. Use the promo code Locked On and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. So one of the big stories now that the Hurricanes are out of contention and that their offseason has begun is Dougie Hamilton, free agent at the end of, you know, whenever free agency starts, we'll put it that way. The Hurricanes obviously would love to keep him, but money and term is going to become a factor for him. He is certainly, I feel like, somehow still underrated as a defenseman. A lot of people just don't pay a bunch of attention to him, but has been very quietly good for the Hurricanes. And so with no deal imminent, talks kind of broke off in the middle of the season for the Hurricanes and Dougie Hamilton. And so they have given him permission to at least start to talk to other teams. The possibility of investigating a deal where the Hurricanes sign him and then trade him immediately. Right now, of course, everyone is just talking, quote unquote, but it's never a good sign, I don't think, when your star defenseman is talking to other teams. Like that's not great usually.
No, it's definitely not. I think that, you know, we're obviously, this is on a whole different caliber, but you know, treading the similar waters from previous free agents of similar cases, you know, like let's look at you know, the Islanders and the whole John Tavares mm-hmm. situation. You know, when we had started that speculation, everyone was going wild and starting to speculate, oh, who can afford him? Who can afford this star forward? Now we're talking like who needs a defenseman and can afford Dougie Hamilton? It's going to be, you know, the speculation is going to be fun.
Yeah. I did just look up where Dougie Hamilton is from. And of course, he is from Toronto. So I really can't wait until those takes start rolling in of someone digging up a picture of him also in his like childhood bedroom with Maple Leafs pajamas or something.
You know, coming. Toronto media is going to, they're going to be all over that.
Yeah, that is inevitable, I think. It is also interesting given that the free agent crop of defensemen is really just not great this year. Every time I look at it, because I know at least the Kings are a team that are rumored to be looking for kind of a veteran defenseman. It's basically like Dougie Hamilton, Alec Martinez, and then some guys. So I think that teams could potentially extra overpay for him. And he definitely deserves a good contract. He has been really strong for the Hurricanes, but man, like some team is going to give up, like back up the dump truck to his house or whatever it is and pay him a lot of money just because they had no other real options that didn't involve trading away a whole ton of stuff.
And one thing's for sure. I can't foresee this, you know, this guy getting a Drew Doughty or Erik Karlsson contract.
Should he maybe deserve a big contract? Probably, but is he going to get it? You know, I mean, there's already, and I'm sure this probably came out of like Toronto media because it's Toronto, but like people are already being like, well, he's already on his third NHL team. And, you know, like what if like the fit and like all sorts of like garbage stuff about why isn't he sticking on an NHL team? You know, I everything I know is that he is very well loved in Carolina, and it's just going to be a money thing. And if he's not going to take what the Hurricanes want to give him, he's going to have to move on. It's not like why he left, you know, the whole like, oh, he likes to go to museums nonsense or whatever and doesn't like to hang out with the team from his previous stops. I think this is just solely about dollars, which it's a business, but it could kind of create issues for Carolina, who I think we saw in the playoffs that their defense was a little thin once there were some injuries. And now you're thinking about, you might have to let your top defenseman walk because you don't want to pay him. That seems pretty unfortunate.
The one thing I always think about when it comes to, you know, contracts like this is, you know, seeing if any GM were to take a page out of the John Chayka playbook, mm-hmm. signing guys to longer term for slightly lower dollar value. It's like, hey, you're like, you know, like we're still going to get the money. It's just mm-hmm. going to be spread out over 8 years. Like, do you want it? We'll give it to you.
Yeah.
and like, you know, for Chayka, it worked. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's see if anyone else can take a page out of that. Do I see that happening with Carolina? Probably not. It's probably going to get a little more money out of it, but
yeah,
it'd be fun to see if that could happen.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this is, you know, teams can get creative, and it just is, do you have the leadership to get creative with it? And I mean, the other thing is right now he makes a little over $5 million. 5.75 is his cap hit right now, highest paid defenseman on the team. But he's obviously going to want an upgrade from that. And as we know, there's not a lot of teams with a ton of cap space, which is really limiting, you know, unless you're sending another big contract Carolina's way, which I don't know that they're going to want. It sort of limits who he can go to. And some of those teams, I don't know that they would actually want to make a deal for him. I mean, I would love to see him on the Kings, even though they don't necessarily need a defenseman on that side. I think it'd be great. But I think Carolina's everyone's kind of in between a rock and a hard place, I think. And it could very well be that he just walks away at the end of this and Carolina doesn't even get anything in some sort of trade scenario.
And that's worst case scenario if you're a Carolina Hurricanes fan, because again, he has the value, and if you can hold on to that, and again, you can trade, you know, trade for something, get something out of it. That's your best case scenario. And worst case scenario, like you said, he just walks away and gets more money somewhere else, and getting empty handed, that's the worst feeling for a team.
I definitely just envisioned some sort of nightmare scenario where he winds up on the Vegas Golden Knights to just bring everything full circle. It feels like they managed to get just every free agent out there, and I really don't want that.
What scares me too is they very well could do it, because for some reason they signed these contracts for top dollar, but still managed somehow to stay under the cap, like the salary cap.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it. Like, yeah. They do like some voodoo magic to stay under the salary cap, but
right. Like, math is speak for them, apparently. Like, yeah, I don't, everyone is like, oh, you can't have like too many star players because they're like, how are you going to pay everyone else? I don't know, but they're doing it.
I mean, last year, for example, Vegas, like when they signed Alex Pietrangelo, they were mm-hmm. like, their salary cap is like, oh, your salary is going to be at $93 million, which is $10 million over. I'm like, you guys are screwed. And then all of a sudden they end up finishing like yeah. 500,000 under. Like, yeah. How?
Right. Like, whoever runs their like cap management area just has to be a genius, because I don't know how they do it. It's crazy. I feel like it's the same as like, for me, it's like whenever Mark Stone came over and I was like, oh crap, we got to play this guy all the time now. Like, I sort of feel like, not that, you know, I wouldn't put Dougie Hamilton and Mark Stone in the same like realm, but I'm like, Vegas does not need more really good players that I'm going to have to see like five times a season. Please just, if the Hurricanes are going to like get rid of him, I want him to stay in the Eastern Conference, which the Hurricanes won't want, but I personally think they should cater to me.
Every team wants a, like when they're, if they're doing a sign and trade, they want to get him out of the conference. Cause yeah. like, this guy's good. We don't want to have to yeah, see this
make
guy.
Him go away.
Max two times a season. I'll take it.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is going to be fun to watch. I mean, I feel like the easiest answer is he will come to a deal with Carolina and all of this will have been pointless. But in favor of Max chaos, like, let's bring it on. Let's see what happens. Let's see how mad Toronto gets, because they're just always going to get mad about something.
Let's just see if Vegas can do more voodoo, which again, we would all hate, but that's also chaos.
it would be entertaining at least. And that is our goal here on this show, is to at least provide some entertainment while hockey is still happening to other teams that, you know, aren't us. So that is it for today. Robbie, thank you so much for hanging out with me and chatting about hockey and bashing Vegas. Always nice to have a partner in crime on that one. For people who want to hear more from you, who want to keep up with the Coyotes or whatever it is that they would like to do, where can they find you and your show online?
Yeah, so you can find me on Twitter at RobLeano1, RobLeano1, and Locked On Coyotes at LO_Coyotes, the podcast itself, available anywhere you get your podcasts. Again, you'll hear me talk about everything Arizona this offseason, of whatever silent news they'll come out of. I'll just try to somehow come up with content of more Connor Garland and more Connor Garland.
Yeah. I mean, give the people what they want to hear. Exactly. You can find me on Twitter at Right Said Sarah. The show's on Twitter at Locked On NHL Pods. Make sure you're following this show, subscribe to it wherever you get your favorite podcasts at, and make sure you come back tomorrow and every day this week for more great hockey news as we get further and further into the playoffs here on Locked On NHL, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.